All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. I'm super pumped to have a special guest on the show. One of the coolest people that you're ever going to meet on the planet. Like, this guy is so chill. He's a big dude. Looks like if you put like a leather jacket on him, you would never know like if he was with Hell's Angels or something like that. Like, I mean, this dude is like one of the kindest, like nicest people you'll ever meet though. And I always love getting to hang out and talk with him. And I think we're in like two or three different groups together. And then, so our paths cross pretty often. So it's a great time getting to hang out with you every single time. But Philip Vincent on the line. Philip, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hi, Josh. Thank you for having me on. When are we going to go motorcycle riding?
I don't know. So we were actually going to get some this summer, me and my wife. So as soon as we get those, I'll give you a buzz and we'll make it on out there.
That sounds good. I don't ride motorcycle, but I ride those Razors, you know, those like dune buggy looking side by side. So we'll have a lot of fun on those.
Let's do it. We're going to make it happen, bro. So anyway, so I'm going to kind of let Philip introduce himself here in just a second, but they got this program, right? So I'm always looking for different ways to market. And most of you right now that are listening to the show, more than likely you're doing marketing to motivated sellers. And geez, we could talk about text blasting, cold calling, direct mail, Facebook ads. We could talk about that stuff all day long. Everybody's doing this, but there are sometimes you come across these little strategies that very few people are taking advantage of, or it's a different concept and a different way to approach getting a motivated seller, which is kind of what Philip and your partner, Ben Rayo do as well. Ben, good friend of mine as well. But they got this program called Mom's House, and they're getting around the block right now. They were on Steve Trang's podcast, not too long ago. And you've been, I think you're making the move to go on some more podcasts. So we'll make that happen, but, we're going to have him talk about this and I'm not going to try to explain it all. I'm going to let Philip do that because I think I could butcher it, but, definitely a very interesting topic to talk about. So if you're looking to stand out in your marketing and get to motivated sellers in a different way than everybody else is doing, this is the episode for you. You've got to listen up. It's going to be a great show. So before we get into that, guys, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, after this episode, head over to the homepage, leave me a 5-star review with your feedback on this episode. I would much appreciate that. And then if you haven't already, make sure you do order the REI Marketing Book. So at the time of this recording, we've had some setbacks with the book, but we've got it all locked down, guys. This is a great project. I was so excited the way it's turned out. And we wanted to make sure that it was as detailed and as well done as possible for you. So it's a great project and you guys get to, you know, get tons of value out of this. It's going to be incredible. About 210 pages is what this is going to end up being. 37 of the top real estate investors in the world talk about the marketing tactics, techniques, and strategies that they're doing in their business. You can go pick this up at reimarketingbook.com right now. It's a free plus shipping offer. You are dropping into my marketing funnel. So this is a marketing show. We're not going to hide that fact. So reimarketingbook.com, go check it out now. Philip, we got about 15, 20 minutes and I want to dive deep into this topic. So do me a favor. Introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and then let's talk about Mom's House and what this program's all about, how people can really go after motivated sellers in the world that you have essentially created.
Thank you, Josh. You know, talking about real estate marketing is one of my favorite subjects. I get in trouble for my wife every time we go out to dinner with another couple. She's like, "You're not going to talk about real estate tonight, are you?" You know, it's like, it's in my blood. I have to talk about it. And so
that's right.
We get in trouble for those things, right? And so 22 years ago, I started real estate. I will not bore you with that story, but 10 years ago, We had a mandate to set out to try to, for every deal we find via direct response marketing, let's get another one via relationships. You're going to start hearing that word a lot more. Relationships is how you build something sustainable and ongoing through any economy. And so I didn't know if I could do it, right? And so we started talking about the stereotypes of our, let's see if this sounds familiar to your listeners. On your last direct mail campaign, were they over the age of 65, have 100% equity, have lived in the house at least 20 years? Like, does that sound familiar?
Probably. Why, I think I'm answering why do people, for everybody.
Well, right. But it's like, why do people mail to that specific list? The answer is it's the hopes that they're ready to sell the house. Well, what is a person that's 65 plus, where are they moving to? They're moving into senior living. They're downsizing from that big two-story house to the something else, right? And stereotypically, dad died 8 years ago. Mom's been doing the best she can. And she just, something just happened. Some catalyst happened that mom is at that flashpoint now of not needing that house at all and needs to move into senior living. So the adult children, for the first time in their lives, are helping their mom make that decision in their life about where they're going to get the best care. And so in that moment, that is the best real estate lead I've ever found. And there's six reasons why. You want to go hear all six reasons?
I want to hear all six. Do not leave any out.
Six reasons. There's six. You're probably too young for this, but there used to be something called the Pepsi Challenge. They would challenge Pepsi versus any other flavor. I'll take the Pepsi Challenge with any other type of marketing lead. I've spent tons of money on every other type of marketing, so I feel like I can have this conversation. Number one, the family needs to sell the house versus wants to sell the house. When you think of like cold calling or text message blasting, what does every seller say? They'll say, yeah, I'll sell my house for the right price, right? That's not a true motivated seller. That's an uphill battle. No, thank you. I don't want any part of that, right? These sellers
you're on the convincing side, whereas what you're looking at, you're not, right? So
yeah,
that's great.
People think I'm a good salesman. It's not true. I really just only fish where the fish are at, who are hungry, you know? And so these people need to sell versus want. That's number one. Number two, they almost always have 100% equity. 100%, right? So if we can agree on terms, I don't have to worry about doing a short sale or all that junk. You know, these are guys can sell me their house. They're sitting on, that's where their equity sits. The third thing is, even if it's clean, it's usually grandma clean. It's still dated. It's still full of stuff. It's not retail ready. The kids live 400 miles away on average. They don't want to clean the house out. They don't want to rehab it. Yes, the retail market is good right now. No one's going to argue with that, right? The retail market's good, but you have to get your house ready for the retail market. And the family doesn't want to do that, right? The where are we at here? The fourth thing is there's less competition. It's usually me versus no one or me versus a realtor, but it's never me versus 10 other investors like it is with all the direct mail campaigns or pay-per-click campaigns, right? You spend all that money on pay-per-click so you can be one of six guys going on that appointment. It's like, oh, it's just painful, right? The fifth one is my favorite. If Josh and Philip are brothers and we're getting advice on our mom's end of life care, and that person we're getting that end of life care advice from says, hey, call Bob. He's my most trusted investor in town. He can come in, make you an offer on the house the way it sits. You don't have to clean it out. You don't have to do any rehab on it. You know, take your heirlooms, take whatever you want to do. And I live in Puerto Rico and you live where you live and mom's back in fill in the blank city. Do you think we're going to give Bob a chance to give us an offer on the house? Without question, right?
Yeah.
So that warm referral makes it the most valuable lead. And then if all five of those reasons weren't already the best as to why these leads are the best in the industry, number six is these leads are free. They're free. The best leads are free. But here's the thing. When people hear me on your podcast right now, and if we haven't stressed what Mom's House is, right? It's that moment you're moving your parents into senior living. That's what Mom's House, we help that transition. So people hear me on the phone, on the podcast right now, and they think, okay, Philip walks into the front door and says, hey, I'm Philip, the real estate investor, and I buy houses. And I'm always like, nope, not even close. That's nothing to do with what I do. In fact, if you do that, you will blacklist yourself in the industry you're trying to break into. So with my training with Mom's House, I want to change the way we think about how we go after these clients, how we find them, how to build relationships with stakeholders in senior living that will then use us real estate investors as a tool for them. Everybody cares about what's in it for them. And if you can help, there's about nine different stakeholders that I teach you about. If you can make those people think of you or like you in that moment where they're helping that family, they will lovingly, kindly refer to you every month from now on because you're helping them with clients that they already have. They'll either make more money quicker or they'll just do it for the care side. They want to help those families in that time of need. And so the word investor outside of the investor world is kind of negative. And with seniors, I always say the investor world is like crock pots and the senior world's like vases. And you put crock pots and vases in a room together, it's going to be some broken glass, right? And so my training is kind of, people have called it sensitivity training for the senior living world.
I love that. But here's the thing. So I want to get into a little bit of the technical things, you know, without having to go into, you know, like, obviously we want to talk about some things you would teach in a program like this. What are some of the things that you're doing in order to reach them? So you mentioned that, you know, obviously most people will have a list of somebody, say for instance, somebody that's in the target demographic you're going after with the program, that person is bound to be on some wholesaler's list in a market, depending on, you know, where they're at or whatever. So how are you marketing to them in order to get them on the phone, to get into their house or whatever? Like, what are some of the things that are happening? What are the dominoes that are tipping over in order to get into the contact's, you know, point of view?
Yeah, great question. The seniors on your list, you can pull a senior list. The problem is who you're really looking for is not the senior, it's daughter Judy. Daughter Judy is the 60-year-old daughter who's I call her the most responsible child, you know, her and her three brothers and sisters. There's always that one sister that the burdens, she's still back at home, back in the hometown. She's taking mom to all the meetings. You're trying to find daughter Judy. Well, you can't pull a list of daughter Judy's. She's getting information from the senior stakeholders and they're telling daughter Judy who to contact for this, who to contact for that. And so three things happen, and there's more than three, but I think the three pillars are this. When you don't take a healthy mom to senior living, which means something just happened to mom. That's why you're taking her to senior living for 24-hour care, right? So where is mom going to get the best care? Followed almost instantly with how are we going to pay for it, which is the house, and then who's going to clean out the house? And so the investor kind of a lot of times takes care of two of those things. We don't mind cleaning the house out. You know, we'll pay for the stuff. You know what I mean? Whatever, you know, let them take their heirlooms, but the stuff never stops. That we smell that as opportunity, right? So that three-legged stool of mom's best care, the house, and the stuff, we help with two of those things.
Huh. That's interesting. And so in order to reach these people, again, without like trying to give away the entire secret sauce, how are you finding daughter Judy? Like what, like, are you sending direct mail to, you don't have the list.
No, so I'm not. That's the whole great part of
things you're doing.
You can't find daughter Judy, right? So I work in the senior living world. I unlock the stakeholder. There's 9 different job titles that I go after and network with them. So I don't network with daughter Judy. I network with the senior living industry. I let them know what my value prop is. And they say, and by the way, you want a $1 million sentence. Everyone write this down. Do you ever have a situation where they want to move mom in, but they can't until they get the house sold? It's always followed by a laugh. They're like, Phil, every single day, that's what we go through here in fill in the blank community, right? Are you working with anyone that's going through that right now? In my second sentence, I just asked for the sale and I didn't say I'm an investor and I didn't say I'm a realtor. I said, I'm a person that solves a problem that I know that they have every single day.
Yeah, I love that. So that's one of the things that I think sets apart the way you guys approach it, as opposed to obviously a wholesaler, right? Or even, you know, you mentioned that they approach themselves as an investor. First of all, that's a no, don't do that. If anything, if you're going to use any kind of terminology, if you guys aren't going to use like what Philip has, say you're a house buyer, like, guys, investor has a bad connotation. Obviously, nobody knows what a wholesaler is. So
transition specialist. Use that. Transition specialist sounds even better. It's funny.
Even better.
You know, Josh, in my branding, we talk about the kindness of your LLC, the name of your account. You know, if you're like cash money home buyers, it's not. But then I look at our whole entire industry and I'll say it. I was on Bigger Pockets, right? I was on an interview there. The word Bigger Pockets, is that what the senior wants to hear? I'm going to go with no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Us investors, we care about that. But like, it's kind of like the We Buy Ugly Houses guys, you know? That's not mom's house style. We're in the hugs and kisses business. And so, it's different. It's just different. So you got to be careful how you approach your look to the community.
Absolutely. And the way that like the entire aura of what you guys are doing is a helping hand, right? So like, that's the approach that you're taking and it's coming out of a place of being more of a service provider that, you know, has a great attitude, great type of personality that somebody's dealing with. And that's what the elderly want to deal with. Have you ever gone to like your grandma's house and like try to pitch her on something and like you know, when I was younger, like I would not want to eat a specific cornbread that my grandma made. And I would try to like sell to her why I shouldn't eat that cornbread. And it was like, no, you're eating that, right? So like, these are the type of people you're dealing with. They don't want to deal with sleazy salespeople or people that are going to try to, you know, get them a discounted, you know, cash price offer on their house or whatever. I think that the demographic you're dealing with is definitely somebody that is tender, somebody that needs that loving care, needs to be shown an easier route that also has a lot of empathy along with it, right? And that also goes back into sis or daughter Judy, right? Like that it plays along both of those demographics. So you're actually dealing with not just one seller, you're dealing with multiple people inside of that kind of sales cylinder that you're going after. And so it's important to understand that. And I think that's hard to get across to a lot of people, Philip, is like, don't be a salesman, be empathetic. That's going to be the best way to service somebody, especially in the kind of program that you're running right now. Does that all make sense? Is that fair to say?
It's super fair. I would take it a step further and say, this is probably the first program that I've seen where I think that females have the advantage in what I do. I'm obviously a guy and I'm a big personality. So I had to learn how to tone that down a lot. I have way more of the investor personality than I do the vase personality, you know, like the, you know, and so I had, my empathy is not fake, but I had to learn how to listen to those stories and be a better listener. And I think empathy is built into females more than it is men. And I'll give you the best example I can. In my training, we go to live, or at least pre-COVID, we would go to live in the senior living communities. We'd go on a tour. And the men, you know, the women would be over like talking to people like, hey, how you doing? Like touching people's arms and like, you know, kind of like, you know, getting in the mix. And the men would stand over in the corner like, can we leave? And it was just like, because it's, you know what I mean? It's like, it was funny to like, Ben and I were talking about Desi. Did you notice the guys were like trying to get out of there and the women actually, you know, were talking to everybody. And so I've seen a lot of couples do this together, husbands and wives, you know, they have their attributes and they're kind of doing this as like power couples. And so over the next 20 years too, what I like about my type of marketing is it's not trendy or sexy. The next 20 years has like 21 million boomers. They're going to, that, you know, the stat is seven out of 10. So 70% of Americans over the age of 65 will live in some sort of assisted care before they pass away. So whenever people tell me this is a little niche, I'm always like, no, this is the whole entire business. You know, this is our future for real estate investors.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. And I would far rather, you know, you get a quality lead, like what you guys are going after, as opposed to just trying to blanket the entire, you know, Houston market or the entire, you know, Dallas market, or like, you're going after everybody with all these different marketing channels. And with what you do, it's very niche into a very specific type of person, which by the way, is a person I would want to deal with myself anyway. You know, I would much rather deal with, you know, this sweet old lady and daughter Judy, as opposed to, and be willing to just help somebody with that kind of an attitude. I think that's really great. So Philip, man, this has been incredible. A lot of nuggets. I mean, we're going to get you back on the show because there's so much more to talk about inside of this, but obviously this is something where you guys are opening up this kind of program here for Mom's House. And so I want you to go ahead and talk about that for just a brief 30, 60 seconds. Like how can somebody connect with you, learn more about this program, what you guys got going on, and get started in it?
Sure. We're putting on a 3-day event here at the end of April in St. Louis, live event or Zoom. I'd rather have people come out live. It's, you know, it's 3 days of drinking out of a fire hose about what the senior living world is. I don't spend a lot of time on how to write a contract or what color kitchens to install or any of that stuff. That's not what my training is for. This is for people that are already quote unquote investors that are looking for a different lead source. And if you build this relationship right, I can't stress enough that you're going to have these leads come to you month after month, year after year from now on with no cost. So the value of this is almost infinite because that relationship is super valuable. And I teach this program, it's called 20 is Plenty. And what I mean by that is if you can just have 20 people in your local area know who you are, I think you can do 20 to 40 deals a year in your market with no marketing cost. And so you tell me what your average profit is. I mean, that could be, you know, 400,000, it could be $1 million worth of profit, depending on what area that you're in.
Absolutely, man. It's incredible. And so, what's a good website for somebody to go check that out? Obviously they can, you know, reach out to you on Facebook or whatever, but
sure. Philip Vincent, I would go to momshouse.com/3-day is where you'd find out it more about, it's got the, agenda of everything we're going to go over. So momshouse.com/3, the number 3-day D-A-Y.
Beautiful. Awesome. So I'm going to have that link down in the description below for you guys. So make sure you do check that out. Take advantage because this is an incredible program. And we're kind of opening this up just a little bit early, but you guys be on the lookout because Vincent's going to be, or Philip Vincent is going to be having all kinds of awesome content coming out here because they're going to be working with us on some of this stuff. So yeah,
thank you. I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait to get this message out here. I'm excited excited to see what we can do.
Yeah, you guys, I'm so excited. Like it's just a different aura of a type of person that we're dealing with here. And so you guys be on the lookout for this. Philip's going to be crushing it here very soon with a lot of awesome stuff, lots of great value and messaging and everything. So make sure you do connect with them. I'll have all that linked down in the description below. Philip,
thank you, Josh.
Man, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for being on the show, and I look forward to having you back again soon.
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us today. Again, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. And then also go right now, if you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head over to the homepage, leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. If you haven't picked it up, go get it. The REI Marketing Book, 210 pages of some of the top real estate investors in the world talking about their marketing tactics, techniques, and strategies. REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go pick that up. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we will catch you on the next one. See you later.